It's a sad day when you find yourself writing about an attempted political assassination. President Biden has done his best to calm the situation, saying that violence is never the answer, warning that Americans need to lower the temperature in our politics. While we may disagree, we are not enemies. We are fellow Americans, and we must stand together. Other politicians are stoking divisions with inflammatory language and shocking lies. Before the crowd had even left the rally, the familiar questions were being asked. How did the shooter get so close to the stage? Why wasn't the building searched before the rally? A review of the Secret Service is in the works. Did he show signs of violent behavior? Should he have been under surveillance? An FBI review is expected. What was his motive? Did he show signs of mental illness? Social media contacts are combed and in-depth interviews conducted with family, neighbors, school friends, and workmates. What about the gun, an AR-15 style weapon? Was it purchased legally? Yes, we are told, it was. And that's the end of that conversation. There will be no congressional hearings or investigations because somehow it's become accepted for a 20-year-old to have legal access to a weapon of war. And while it may be time to point fingers and talk about who slipped up and didn't notice something obvious, it's always too early to talk about enacting and enforcing an assault weapons ban. Until the next time, when it's too late. I'm Deborah Booth, and that's my perspective.